Now, from our KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The Kenai City Council adopted a resolution awarding a professional services agreement and corresponding purchase order for professional mechanical and electrical engineering services for the Kenai Municipal Airport Operations Building, HVAC Controls and Boiler Replacement Project. A request for proposals was released in July to provide bid-ready construction documents for the replacement of an existing boiler and associated controls at the Municipal Airport's operations facility that are beyond their useful life. Director of Public Works Scott Curtin was asked about MBA consulting engineers who were determined as the highest scoring responsible respondent, why their price proposal was $50,000 less than the other two companies.
They are the ones that did the original design, so a lot of the work is involved with the development of the CAD documents, which they already have when they originally did the work. So a lot of the hours that the other firms would have to potentially invested into that has already been accomplished by them, and they're quite familiar with the property.
Funding for the project is included within the current FY23 budget. The project is intended to address HVAC controls issues and a cracked heat exchanger on one of the existing boilers. The department requested and received funding for the controls with the FY21 budget and the boiler replacement within the FY22 budget. Completion of the work will improve the facility's efficiency, reduce utility costs, and safeguard the HVAC system for the future. Staff was able to make a brazing repair to the cracked heat exchanger, which extended the boiler's life for over a year, but it's not expected to be a long-term fix, and because of the long lead times associated with this sorts of equipment, the project is moving forward with the intent of having a new boiler and equipment operational for the 2023-24 heating season. A contract award and purchase order for MBA Consulting Services is in the amount of $47,728 to provide professional mechanical and electrical engineering services. Kenai Peninsula College honored the memory of former faculty member Dr. Alan Tukutsik Boris in a dedication of the Kenai River Anthropology Lab. The dedication was at 6 p.m. September the 16th at the Kenai River Campus Ward in Soldotna. There was a brief indoor presentation and an opportunity to gather around a campfire. Cheryl Seemers, Kenai Peninsula College director, told KSRM.
Tonight we had the honor of dedicating our anthropology lab to Dr. Boris. We have renamed the lab using his name given by the Knightsey Indian tribe, and we have posted a new sign outside the lab hallway, and we invited the public in to celebrate with us. It's an event that's a long time in coming. Alan passed November 4, 2019, and due to COVID, we've had to wait some time to have this event. Changing a name at the university campus means we've done some paperwork and some process by former director Gary Turner, all the way up through the Board of Regents to approve the name change. So we are just so excited to welcome folks in and to see this event tonight.
Adam Dunston, Assistant Director of Anthropology, told KSRM.
We want to continue the lab being a space for the community. This is not sort of ivory tower folks off there doing obscure research that's not for other people. This is meant to be for the community to come into this space. We have just tons of rare books, old books about the history of this place. Kenai Peninsula has an absolutely incredible history, whether we're talking about the Dena'ina history of these lands or whether we're talking about the salmon fishing and the gold mining and all these different things in these lands. We want you to learn about them, and that's part of what that space is for.
A plaque was dedicated in Boris's honor. The Dena'ina name given to Alan was Tukutsik, means he's breaking trail. The plaque says Boris was an honorary member of the Dena'ina people. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.